لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي. لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام، لغتي كمنع الشاق دمع لا كلام. أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام، لغتي كمنع الشاق دمع لا كلام. لما دنوت حبوت في ذاك المقام، وبكيت معترفا بذنبا كالركام، كالركام. وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام، وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام، فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام، فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنشودة نشوى تلبي. وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي، وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي. لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي، لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي. أنا في رحابك بيت ربي، أنا في رحابك بيت ربي. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
الله أكبر،
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our heart and our ear to realize and to understand and comprehend what we're trying to say, inshallah, because the only one can make us comprehend and hear and understand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just a poor servant trying to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and my other fellow Muslim. Add advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger is our job to advise each other. My dear brother in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is the Hajj? Hajj by Arabic meaning reaching for high destination, reaching for the mercy of Allah. Because what is the high destination? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-safar ila maqsadin azeem. The traveling to a great ending or a great elevation or a great place. And we going to Mecca and Medina. And Mecca is the place wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us in Quran in many verse to do this journey, purify ourselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj is an obligation, is one of the fifth pillar of Islam. Now we ask ourselves, what is the purpose of Hajj? Hajj, like any another pillar of Islam, has a purpose. What is the purpose? We have five pillars in Islam, and everything in Islam, it has purpose, maqsad, it has manner, and it has virtuous and value and rewarding and benefit. What is the purpose of embracing Islam? To recognize who's Allah, who's the creator, and to enter to the fold of Islam, to enter to the mercy of Allah, to become a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you bear witness, is no one worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessing be upon him. He is a messenger of Allah and the seed of the Prophet. What is the purpose of Salah, the second pillar of Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed in Quran, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah will prevent you from doing bad deed. This was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of whoever will not his salah prevent him from doing bad deed, is no salah for him. من لم تنهاه صلاته عن الفحشاء والمنكر فلا صلاة له. What is the purpose of fasting? The purpose of fasting is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed it in Quran. O you believe, I wrote toward you fasting like the people before you. Maybe you have taqwa. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Maybe you fear Allah and you will be elevated to the status of taqwa. By this way, fasting is the second level. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't help us to be elevated from the state of sins to the state of cleanliness and pureness. And He helped us by giving us salah, pray five times, to remind us where we're going and who we are. We are a slave of Allah. You remember, we embrace Islam. Second, He gave us fasting once a year to anybody who get rusty and forget a little bit. Okay, now is the time for elevation. To drop everything for Allah once a year. Now what about zakah? What's the purpose of zakah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prescribed it in Quran. To cleanse them and purify them with it. To clean their heart from stingy. To clean their heart from selfishness. To be a kind and generous the way Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about Hajj? What is the purpose of Hajj? Purpose of Hajj, the only way to understand it is to go back to Quran again and seek the guidance of Allah and find out what Allah wants from us. But Hajj is different than Salah and fasting and Zakah and everything else. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only surah in the whole Quran talk about one of the pillar of Islam. You will not find in the Quran surah called fasting, or surah called Ramadan, or surah called Salah, or surah called Shahada. But you will find surah called Hajj. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us in Quran surah called Hajj? Because the great purpose behind it is a lot of wisdom behind it. This is why, please bear with me before you go. Because Hajj is a journey in a lifetime. And this is why we're trying to seek and help each other to get the maximum of the journey. But not the way people think. I pay my money, I won't get my money back. In what? In food? In shelter? In transportation? All this you will get, my brother and sister in Islam. Don't worry about that. We're going to talk about that. But the main purpose, you're going to Allah. The main purpose to connect your heart to Allah. The main purpose to completely devote yourself to Allah. And this was the main aim of this team. To help you to realize who you're going to visit. You're going to visit the house of Allah. Surah Al-Hajj. Surah Al-Hajj is an amazing surah. If you read Surah Al-Hajj, and I ask you, please read Surah Al-Hajj. Read it carefully, one time, two time, three time, 10 times, the maximum you can. And to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give me wisdom. What do you want? Tell me. The scholars say, Surah Al-Hajj is Madaniyah, meaning has been revealed in Medina. But when you read it, it is almost like any surah from Mecca. Talk about Allah. Talk about who's Allah. The pure surrender and submission to Allah. And to build the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remind you about the day of judgment. To remind you about the day of reckoning. To remind you about the torture in the grave. To remind you about the worry and what we will see. And what we'll experience in the day of judgment. How much it is horrible. And in the middle of Surah Al-Hajj, very few verse about Hajj. Maybe between 3 to 10 verse about Hajj. That's it. But the whole surah talk about something else. Let's talk about the beginning and the end of the surah. By this way, we're shorting the time. A'udhu billahi sami'a al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, He described, O you people, fear your Lord Allah. Because the shake and thunder of the time of the day of judgment is so horrible, is so great. You will see in this day, every mother has a baby, will throw him away. Will leave him and she will drop what she have in her womb. And you will see the people like drunk, but they're not drunk. But the greatness of the torture, The horrible of torture is so severe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, He go on and on about describing the calamity and the trial of the Day of Judgment. And how is the standing in the front of Allah and the reckoning is so severe. It has been reported by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Day of Judgment equivalent to 50,000 years of our time. Imagine one day equivalent to 50,000 years, and the sun will be equivalent to a 1 mile. The mil by Arabic is not the mile in English. Scholars have a dispute. Either is a level of one fingertips and a half above our head, or it will be approximately about a mile. Now, the sun is approximately 93 million miles away from us. But in the Day of Judgment, it will be 1 mile. The physics, the scientific of physics, they say, if the sun just come closer to the earth by 1 inch, 1 inch, the heat will be severe. What about not 1 inch, not 2 inch, not 1 mile, 92.9 million miles closer to us? We have to start living with the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Hajj, my brother. Because this is the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran. Surah Al-Hajj, read it please. Read it many times and ask Allah to give you benefit insha'Allah. By this way, the main purpose of Hajj to remind us about the Day of Judgment. The main purpose of Hajj to remind us of the beginning of the Day of Judgment. When's the beginning of the Day of Judgment? When we die. And after that, it keeps going on and on, warning about what will happen. And the type of people. And will end up very beautifully, like every another surah. Usually is, in the beginning of a surah, Allah give us an advice and a warning about what He wants to talk to us about. And in the end of the surah, He gave us a summary. He summarized the whole surah. Let's see the beauty of how Allah summarized the whole surah, Surah Al-Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ended up by one verse, which we should make sajd tilawa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu irka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum wa'fa'alu alkhayra la'allakum tuflihun. When we read this verse, we make sajd tilawa. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you believe. This time, O you believe. He starts the surah with, oh, you people, be careful. But now, oh, you believe. Believe in Allah. And bow to Allah. And prostrate to Allah. And worship Allah. And do good deed. Maybe you have success. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. This why when we go to Salah, we said, let's go to Salah. Let's go to Salah. Let's go to success. Let's go to success. Because the success in this life and the hereafter, and the hereafter, only by the obedience of Allah and by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. And struggle for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right struggle, the truthful struggle. هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. He chose you. We do not choose ourselves. He create and He choose. like what he said in Surah Al-Qasas, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He create and He choose us, He love us. هُوَ اشْتَبَاكُمْ, He choose you. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, and He did not burden you in anything in the way of your religion, the way of your life, deen. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, the way and the habit of Ibrahim alayhi salam. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, He call you a Muslim before. وَفِي هَذَا, and for that, لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be witness to you or against you. وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, and you will bear witness to people against you or against you, to them or against them. فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ, now a command and advice, the last command and advice in the Quran. فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ, day your five pray, and أَقِيمُوا here meaning pray in the masjid. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and pay your zakah, your charity. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, and be united in the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, He's the best Lord and the best supporter. This is in summary Surah Al-Hajj. By this way, once I start my intention of Hajj, I start of the journey of the Day of Judgment. This why one of the first steps of Hajj is to take your clothes off and put your ihram. What is ihram? Two pieces of cloth for men. Like what? Like the way you're going to be buried, like a coffin. Why? To put us in a state of humble, to put us in a state of remember, to put us in a state of humility, to put us in a state of warning. This is the reality of Hajj. It's not a journey to Walt Disney. It's not a journey to Bahama or Hawaii. It's a very precious journey, my brother and sister in Islam. And I hope my wording will reach our heart by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and lead it with the right understanding before we start. Because you will see a lot of mischief by us, because the misunderstanding and the minimum amount of fear of Allah and respect to Allah and love of Allah. By this way, the number one important point is, what is the purpose of Hajj? To remember the Day of Judgment. Actually, the journey of Hajj, the main purpose of it, to remember your journey of the Day of Judgment. When you be resurrected and going to where you're going to stand in the front of Allah, and you're going to be questioned about every action you do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, come back to me now. I'm giving you a chance to remember where you're going, and to purify you, and you start from scratch, clean, the way Allah, your mother has been giving you birth. Sometimes we ask, we're going to do mini ritual. What is the wisdom behind it? Some wisdom we know, some wisdom we do not know. And this is one of the main wisdom in mini worship in Islam. Like if you have a boss, and the boss won't give you his worker a test, sometimes he commands him to do certain things. Maybe for you it doesn't make sense, or maybe you do not understand the wisdom behind it. But actually the main wisdom behind it, the boss, he wants to check your obedience. Whoever really loyal to his boss, he will do exactly what the boss said. And he will be very loyal to his boss and do exactly what he said without any questioning. And maybe later on, the boss will come in and explain. I just was checking your loyalty. Same thing, my brother and sister in Islam. Some of what we going to do as ritual, we understand. And some we will never understand and comprehend. It is beyond our thinking and imagination. But the main wisdom behind it is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put this in your mind. By this way, shaitan will not deceive you and make you do not do the ritual with a state of heart, connecting to Allah and fear Allah, respect Allah and love Allah. And this is what is important. A lot of people, I feel sad, when they go to Hajj, all they talk about it. What are they going to get? The meal, the hotel, the lodging, the traveling, all this. And we forget, we're not doing it even to any travel agent. The travel agent to care about that. Finished. They give you good service or bad service is not the big deal. But think about it. What about you? Because you pay money to the travel agent, you won't get your money back. What about all the gift Allah give you? You're not thinking about it? You are on a trip and journey to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how much you really worry and care and have loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning now, you should show your servanty and slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, every time you think about agyu, about any service of any company, think about what about you? What about you? With all the gift and service Allah give you, what kind of service you give it back? Many purpose of Hajj. I'm going to give you some of it quick, inshallah. One of the main purpose also in Hajj is to remember. To remember what? To remember to capture our desire and our nafs. To make it completely slave to Allah. Our desire should not be like an animal desire. Our desire should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the purpose of Hajj. To when we do everything, we remember we are a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're going to stand in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. And unless we capture our desire and our ego and our arrogance and all this and put it down for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be in trouble, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Second, to remember the Day of Judgment and what's going on. And this is what we talk about. Third, to remember the mercy of Allah and how much He gives us many chances to repent and to go back and ask Him for forgiveness. And this is one of our duty, to remember the mercy of Allah, but not to do more mischief. No, to quiet this quality of Allah in us, to be mercy to each other. Four, to gain the level of purify ourselves to be completely, purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why in Hajj, you do not come to near to your wife. You do not have any relationship. You're not even allowed to make a marriage ceremony. Or you're not allowed even to be a witness in marriage. And you're not allowed even to make even intention of marriage. Why? Why, ya Allah? Because there's a wisdom behind it. To be purely to Allah. This is why we say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. Here we are, Allah coming toward you. Here we are, Allah coming toward you without no partner with you. And one of the main purpose also, to capture our nafs for make it very, very humble to Allah and the fellow Muslim. By this way, we do minimum oppressor to each other. Because today, what we look between each other? A lot of oppression. Why we oppress each other? Because we become zalim. We become an oppressor to each other. Husband to wife, wife to husband. Kids to father, father to kids. Brotherhood to brotherhood. Sisterhood to sisterhood. We don't have it anymore. The mean mercy and humbly to each other is gone. May Allah save us and make us understand. And this is one of the main purpose also in Hajj, to remember what we lost. And also to try to build the habit of going to obey Allah. Because maybe if you have a habit to follow the command of Allah in 10 day or 15 day continuous, maybe you come back with a new habit of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Look at the mercy and generosity of Allah. And also to completely get away the love of dunya, the love of wife and kids and husband, the money, the cars, the jobs, this and that. All this we have to take it away. And put instead of that, the love of Allah, the closeness to Allah, the oneness of Allah. This is one of the main purpose, my brother. This is why when you do intention of Hajj, please, the moment you do intention of Hajj and leave the house, forget about your wife, forget about your kids, forget about your husband, forget about what you have, forget what you own, but forget, remember only your own owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, no place is our resident. We are not resident anywhere. This is not the place of resident, my brother. We are in a journey anyway in this life. And we're going to die. And we're going to go for real resident for some time in a grave. And after that, we go for the final resident. Either paradise or hellfire for infinity. This is our destination. This is the final resident. حَسُنَ مُسْتَقَارًا وَمُقَامًا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَارًا وَمُقَامًا. Those who are resident in Jannah is the best resident. And those who will be resident in hellfire is the worst resident. And also to remind us of the harmony between each other. We are a Muslim. We are brotherhood to sisterhood. We will see people from everywhere on earth in different shape and color, different level in life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to share mercy and unity and love between each other. This is one of the main purpose also in Hajj. You see how many purpose of Hajj? To give, to share. We make a budget for what we own. We make a budget for what we have. We make a budget of what you're going to buy. But what about making budget for how much we're going to offer to others? And how much we spread generosity between each other? And to be unity, brotherhood and sisterhood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the early tabi'een, his name Abdullah ibn Mubarak, radiallahu anhu, rahimahullah. May Allah be pleased with him and give him mercy. He used to work hard and he was a very generous, very rich man. And he used to make a big caravan going to Hajj. And he used to distribute all his money in the time of Hajj. And by the time he come back from Hajj, he has no money. Why he do that, my brother? Why? To get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this man, to show you how much he has in his heart. One day, he do that every single day he go to Hajj. Every single year he go to Hajj. We wish we go every single day. And one time he go to Hajj like usual, and he has caravan with him, and he has his money, very wealthy. When he see a woman was bending down, picking a bird, a dead bird, and she left. He left the caravan, and he went behind her, and he asked her, "Oh, ya Amat Allah," is an Arabic name for any woman, the servant of Allah. "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm collecting a dead bird." He said, "For what purpose? This has no use." She said, "To feed myself and my family." He said, "What? Do you know eating dead bird is forbidden, is haram?" She said, "And do you know Allah permitted for those who are hungry and going to starve to death?" And he started crying. And he called his servant, "Oh my boy, come, bring our money. We have been planned for our journey, all of it." And he gave it to the lady. And he said, "Forgive me." And he did not do Hajj this year. And he went back home, hiding. By his way, nobody would ask him what he did, because he tried to do it purely to Allah, with no riya, no sum'ah, no show off. Not like today, anyone put money in the masjid, he won't control the masjid. He won't show off. He won't show off every week. He won't hold the microphone. He won't make announcing. Just to show off. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Where we are, my brother? And this man, he went to his house and he said to his family, "Please, do not tell anybody I came back and do not ask me any question." He stayed in his room until the time of Hajj left, meaning the time is gone completely. And the people start coming back. And by the way, at this time, the journey of Hajj, not like today. It used to take months after a month, one way. And sometimes it takes 6 months. They used to call it the journey of death, because many people die from hunger, from thirst, from animal, attacking of animal, attacking of thieves, attacking of winds, and many calamity, and sandstorm. Anyway, the man in his room, time coming, people start coming, now he start leaving his house like normal. And people start greeting him. "Assalamu alaikum, Abdullah. Thank you, may Allah reward you for what you offer us in Mecca. Oh, Abdullah, thank you. May Allah reward you in what you offer us in Medina. Oh, Abdullah, thank you for what you offer us in Jeddah." In many places, they start telling him about many action and many things he did as a good deed. And even teaching and learning, because he was Imam too. And he was surprised, shocked, and he didn't say nothing. He go to his room and he start crying to Allah, "Allah, I do not understand what is going on." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give him a gift. He sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ru'ya, in manam, when he sleep. And he give him the good news. He tell him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so pleased with him of what he done with this woman. And he created an angel in the shape and look of Abdullah ibn Mubarak to do Hajj in his behalf. And do all the good deed Abdullah ibn Mubarak used to do. And he tell him, "This year, for you, Allah accept all the Hajj. And for you, Allah give you 10 Hajj." He wrote to you 10 Hajj. To help the needy. To help the needy, my brother. We forget that in Hajj. We forget it's one of our duty to help the needy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of "Inna lillahi ibad ikhtassahum Allah biqada' hawa'ij an-nas habbahum fil khayr habbabahum fil khayr wa habbaba al khayr ilayhim innahum al aminun min adab Allah yawm al qiyamah." Ya Allah, Allahumma ij'alna minhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a servant. This servant and slave of Allah, Allah choose him to do good to other and to fulfill the need of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their heart the love of good deed and the love of helping others. They are the safe one in the day of judgment. Allah will save them from the torture of the day of judgment. Sometimes we think the amount of pray, but all the pray actually to have a good manner, to have a good conduct. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, Hajj is good conduct and good manner and good akhlaq. Is no Hajj without good manner and good akhlaq and good behavior. This is what the whole Hajj about. Rahlatu sabr. The journey of patience, رحلة الجهاد, والجهاد صبر, والصبر جزاءه الجنة. This is Hajj, my brother in Islam. This is some of the purpose of Hajj. I'm sharing it with you. Because you're going to see the opposite. I see people do not talk about Hajj. I see people in Hajj do not talk about Allah. I see people in Hajj talk about just Astaghfirullah al-Azim, all nonsense. The food, the tent, the clothing, this and that, gold, marketing. I'm not saying being in the market is haram. No. It is one of the license Allah gave it us in during Hajj. To be benefit to each others by merchant and buying and selling. But not to be our intention. This license has been given to people in the time of Hajj because he used to come far away. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't give benefit to the people of Mecca and people in the places of Hajj as a gift from Allah and also a gift for the people who are coming to Hajj as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But please, my brother, do not remember the gift and forget the owner of the gift. Do not forget the gift. Do not forget the owner of the gift and remember the gift. But remember the owner of the gift more than you remember the gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, he explained to us something about Hajj, very important. And this is what I'm talking about, my brother and sister in Islam. People said, you're not explaining the Hajj. The sha'air, the ritual of Hajj is very easy. Insha'Allah, I will give it to you in the right time. Because there's a lot of detail. If I give it to you now, you forget. But the main thing is the status of the heart. If you have the status of the heart, the rest will be easy. Even if you forget something. But if you do all the ritual and your heart is empty, there's no Hajj for you, my brother and sister in Islam. Because the angel coming in the status of the heart. You pick up any booklet, will tell you 1, 2, 3, 4 about Hajj. It's like Salah. How many of us make Salah? But what kind of Salah? How many of us make Taraweeh? But what kind of Taraweeh? Like a monkey pray? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hop, hop, finished. Like karate style. I call it karate style, my brother. Is this a Salah? Is this what the Taraweeh all about? We become the people of ritual, but we do not have the meaning and depth and understanding and the purpose of ritual. This is what I'm trying to share with you, my brother and sister in Islam. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 197, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ, whoever have the obligation among him of Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثَ, he will not come to his wife, وَلَا فُسُوقَ, and know any state of sins or any ma'asiyah, know any sins, وَلَا جِدَال, and no argue في الحج in Hajj. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ, and what you doing from good deed, Allah know it. Keep in your mind, Allah is shaheed. Allah bear witness. Allah is all knowing. Allah is all hearing. Allah know. We have to learn. To learn who's Allah and who's us all the time. And what about the angel in the right and left writing everything? I have a bad manner. I cannot be patient. No, this is arrogant, my brother and sister. We have to drop it for Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give us the main advice, what to do in Hajj. He said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, prepare yourself. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, because the best preparation and the best readiness is taqwa, the fear of Allah. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And fear me, those who have brain, those who have fiqh and thinking, those who have intellect, those who have lob. Lob like the tree. The tree has a lob. The lob of the tree is the core of the tree, the heart of the tree. And the Arabic people used to quote the person who have wisdom, have mind, has lob. Because the tree, he has no lob, is a khawiya, is empty, is hollow. It can fall down any time. And this is what happened to us. And this is the advice of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us also, remind him the maximum, remember. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main essence and purpose of Hajj, my brother in Islam. The ritual, inshallah, you will do, no problem. Don't worry about the ritual. And if you have a question, inshallah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will try to help, or somebody else will try to help, or you can ask somebody, or you get a booklet. This is not the big problem. The big problem, what I'm talking about it. Prepare yourself to when you go from your door, you have to set the intention correctly. And you remember the main thing is to shave underneath your arm and around your private part, and have the ghusl, to take the ghusl, to purify yourself and to cleanse yourself. And to make two rak'ah and to go. And before that, you remember it is a journey of death. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we talk about the purpose. What about the manner? Because everything we said have purpose, have manner, and have virtues. Let's talk a little bit about the manner. So what is the manner of Hajj? To make it short for you, what is the manner of fasting? What is the manner of salah? Khushu', khudu'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The believer is successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have khushu' and khudu', devotion and concentration in salah, and pray. If Allah tell us to be successful, or those who are successful, if the one have khushu' and khudu' and salah, what about fasting? The one who closed the ear and the mouth and the eyes for everything Allah dislike is during fasting. Because when you think about fasting, fasting has two parts. The physical part, where you cannot eat and drink and you cannot have intercourse with your wife. And the another part is to completely veil your body and all your senses from disobeying Allah. Meaning you're fasting your body from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning you will be in a state of complete obedience. Now if you are going to be in a state of obedience in the time of fasting, in a time of salah, what about Hajj? Hajj is a package. Is a package deal from Allah. It containing everything. This why, when you start intention of Hajj, you migrate from a state of sins to state of obedience. From a state of having love to everybody else to have love completely to Allah in your heart. From a state of servanty to your desire and yourself and shaitan, to state of slave only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the whole talbiyah all about. To remember us about the owner of Allah. And to remember who's the giver, who's the doer, and who should be thanks. Who should be recognized. all this as a package. Once we try to calculate it in our heart, my dear brother and sister in Islam, it will help us to do the ritual the way Allah wants. Because remember, the angel coming at the state of the heart, no backbiting, no gossip, no talk about dunya, no talk about jobs, no talk about anything. This time is completely for Allah. From the time you leave the house, the time to come back is for Allah. You should not engage in any topic except for Allah. You do the maximum dhikr, you do the maximum salah. One rak'ah in Masjid al-Haram, in Mecca, is 100,000 rak'ah. 1,000 in Medina is 1,000 rak'ah. We have to remember. We have to remember how Allah is so great and so kind to us. And not be deceived by the heat, the car's delay, the plane is delay, this is delayed, the meat coming late, oh, I ask for chicken, come meat. My tent doesn't have a shade. Or somebody pulls the air condition. Or I need Pepsi, I get Coke. Or I need Coke, I get Pepsi. This is not the topic, my brother. Think, it's a very limited time. When you go on the journey of Hajj, remember, by the time you leave and reach really the holy places, you lost 1.5 days almost. And the time coming back, same thing. You add to that the tiredness, the amount of sleep, everything else, meaning almost over 50 to 60% of your time is gone. Wake up, please. It's only 40, 50% of your time only you have. Save this time and don't lose it. It's a precious time. Don't lose this time, please. Don't lose it for agi, is no topic. Value more than Allah. Remember what is a Hajj, immigration and reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let shaitan deceive you. He deceived us all this time. And now is a big army of shayateen. Anybody who intends to do Hajj is a big army of shayateen who want to rob him. One of the scholars of the early day, he said, Hajj is for, to go from your house to do the Hajj and coming back without hurting nobody, verbally or by the state of heart, intentionally or unintentionally. Meaning purely servant, peaceful. And remember, you're going to get a lot of tests. You're going baggage. For 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 5-star, 2-star, 10-star, whatever star, don't worry about it. You will get a test. You will get a trial from Allah, not from any company. Because once you go to Hajj, you would see it. Many mistakes happen. The mistake is not designed. People who organize all these trips is not organized to make mistakes. But mistakes happen by the will of Allah. People go do mischief to each other for the will of Allah. Why? Read Surah Al-Furqan, verse 20. You will understand what I'm talking about. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. We create you to be a trial for each other. You will have a patient. And Allah is all-seeing, all-knowing. Think, please, this is a real preparation of Hajj. Don't let shaitan deceive you about any topic. Who takes the seat next to the window? Who will take the alley? Who make noise? Who? All this topic belong to dunya, let it go. You will see plenty of trial. But the happy one, the one content with Allah. I'm intent to do Hajj. I belong to Allah. I'm a servant of Allah. Who hit me? Alhamdulillah. May Allah forgive him. He didn't mean it. Who take my food? Alhamdulillah. Whatever is written is written. Who take my place? Alhamdulillah. Maybe he needed or she needed more than me. Whatever. What happened, my brother and sister in Islam? Keep your heart connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main goal. Now, a man, a couple of men came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go to the virtues a little bit. They came from Saqif, a man came from Taqif. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, we came to ask you. And the Prophet replied, he said, if you like, I will tell you the answer of your questions before you tell me. And if you like, you tell me the question, I will give you the answer. He said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us. He said, you came to me, ask me, what you get of leaving your house coming toward Mecca for Hajj? And what is the 2 rak'ah after Tawaf? And what we get from that? And what we get from Tawaf, Sa'i, between Safa and Marwa? And what we get from standing in Arafat? And what we get from throwing the Jamarat? And what we get from Tawaf al-Ifada, the last Tawaf, the day of Nahr? They said, we swear by Allah, the one who sent you to us as a messenger, this is what we intend to ask you for. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, of the meaning of, when you leave your house, intend to go to Hajj, every step of your animal or your whatever you carry, it carry you, any steps will not go up or down without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you reward and cleanse you from one of your sins. And the 2 rak'ah after Tawaf is equivalent to like you slaughter one of the precious son of Ismail alayhi salam. Meaning it will cleanse you from a major sin. And the sa'i between Safa and Marwa equivalent to 70 slaughter of the main head of Ismail alayhi salam. Meaning again, 70 major sins. And standing in Arafat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be descended in the earth's sky. And he will be so happy. And he will show the angel how his servant and his slave coming from everywhere just for him, ask him for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would say, O my servant, if your sins in the amount of dust of this of the desert, I will forgive your sins. And if your sins in the amount of drops of rain, I will forgive your sins. And if your sins in the amount of the drops of seas and water in the sea, I will forgive you. O my servant, go, I forgive your sins. And I will forgive those you ask to be forgiven. Is this not a mercy of Allah? Is this not a kindness of Allah? Remember this day, my brother. It's only like 4 or 5 hour in Arafat. Don't lose it for anything. Not a meal, not a tent, not anything. Don't lose the time. Time is precious. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us and He looking to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even whoever we intercede for them, Allah will accept. And for throwing jamarat, for every stone we throw jamarat, we get the reward of major sin has been lifted from us. How much, my brother? And when you butcher the animal, even the government take care about that, but inshallah we'd get the reward. it will be hidden charity and gift between us and Allah. And imagine Allah is so generous. If He hides something for us, it has to be big. And for every shaving you do for a male, every hair you shave, it clean one of your sins. And sister too, for every piece of hair you cut, you have the same thing. And if you bald, you just put the knife or the shaver above your head, and Allah will give you the same reward. And when you go to Tawaf al-Ifada in the day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my slave, now make Tawaf for me. You are clean the way the day your mother has been giving you birth. Go, you are clean. Ya Allah, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brother in Islam. And if we anybody die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send him in the day of judgment as a Hajji. This why in the early days, people before they go to Hajj, they used to ask the family, oh, our family, make dua to us, to Allah take our soul. And to go, and Allah accept us as a Shaheed, as a Hajji too. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And those who will be dying like that, they have no reckoning, no questioning, no even books. They will go to paradise without no reckoning at all. My dear brother in Islam, remember before you go to Hajj and before you leave your house, ask your friend and brotherhood and sisterhood and locality to make dua for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be unity. Even the people who is not going to Hajj, to make the dua to people who going to Hajj, to Allah give them tawfiq and ability to do Hajj the way Allah wants. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, time is so precious. The most valuable thing Allah give us in this life is time. And when the angel of death coming, He will tell us no time after that. No time. And when you go to Hajj, please remember, it's a very short time. Don't lose it, please. Save this time. It is so precious. And I have some reminder for you, inshallah. Before I tell you about what I remind you with, I will remind you about something the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of the meaning of, you have to know, whoever go to Hajj is not your wealth, is not your ability, is not your money, is not the travel agent, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He served us all this time. This why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Hujjaja wufood Allah, awwafdu Allah, in da'u ajabahum, wa in istaghfaru ghafara lahum. The one who do Hajj is the guests of Allah. Hear it carefully. The guests of Allah. Allah is the one He called those who want to do Hajj. Even the one who are doing something, don't worry about that. Leave the topic to Allah. But you have to put in your heart, everyone go to Hajj is a wisdom behind it. We do not know. But we are the guests of Allah. If they ask, Allah will accept their dua, their pray. And if they ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will give it to them. My dear brother and sister in Islam, look how much Allah is so generous. You are the guests of Allah. You are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His own house, in His own palace. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man hajja falam yarfuth walam yafsuq raja'a kayawm waladathu ummu. The one who do Hajj and he did not do commit sins, and he did not do jadal, and he did not do bad deed, he will coming like the way his mother has been giving him birth. Remember that, my brother. Lying, cheating, even argue, even bargaining. Don't bargain too much. Ask the person you do not like the price, leave. Ask another one, another one. The sunnah is to ask, but not the sunnah to bargain. Ask, you like to have it with this price? If he said yes, yes, no, no, leave. But don't bargain, because bargain is a style of argue. But people do not understand. And now, you are the guest of Allah in earth, in His own palace in earth. And it came in my heart a beautiful story. You remember the King Ibrahim, the one he was wanted to completely wipe the Kaaba and destroy the Kaaba? Before he do that, he built a big palace or a church in his area. And he wanted people to migrate there. And he collect gift and everything, so beautiful, so elegant. But people do not come. And he make a meeting with all the wise and knowledgeable people. And he ask, why? Why people will not come to me and they go to Kaaba? What is Kaaba? It's just a bunch of rocks. And nobody give them gift. No service like us. Why is you do not come to us? Nobody answer. A young man, he raised his hand. He said, can you allow me as a king to say? He said, go ahead. He said, because you will give them gift, but they will looking for forgiveness. Look at the answer. This is what we're looking for. The mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He replies the king again. But how come the king of the king, the owner of the earth, this is his palace on earth? I know, the king say, the king always his palace is his mirror of his kingdom. Meaning the way, the more the king have, the more his palace is very wealthy and very elegant and very big. How come the house of Allah, the house of the creator on earth, it's just a piece of rock or a bunch of pieces of rocks and nothing in it? It's empty. It's a house of worship. What's the purpose? The king asking. He wants wisdom. I mean, again, the man, the same young man, he raised his hand and said, please, can I say something? He said, go ahead. He said, because the owner of this earth, the creator and the king of all the king, he won't show his servant is the whole earth and what it contain, do not deserve to have a palace of the king except this bunch of rocks. Meaning, my brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, if he values the earth, he will put a palace in this earth. But this is the palace of Allah. You go into the palace of Allah on earth, bunch of rocks. What for? What is the wisdom? To remind us, this is not our resident. And the whole earth and what it contains is not worth it. Is not worth it to build. Is not worth it to run after. Is not worth it to fight over. Today, what we're doing between each other. The state of Hajj, to make intention. Before you go to Hajj, whatever I do mischief, whatever I'm doing sins, whatever I'm engaging with, I should stop. It's a state of tawbah. This is Hajj, my brother and sister in Islam. and make intention, oh Allah, do not allow me to come back and going back to the same routine. This is Hajj. Hajj is to come back and not coming back in the same routine. It is an oath between you and Allah not to do it again. It is an oath between you and Allah to purify yourself and save and guarding your own cleanliness. And by the way, when you go to Hajj, the sins in Mecca is multiplied by 10, 100,000, 100,000. Don't forget that, my brother in Islam. Be careful. To make a sin anywhere is one sin. From the time of doing Hajj, sins is multiplied. Please be careful, my brother and sister in Islam. I saw a lot of people do mischief to each other. May Allah save us and give us tawfiq to do really the Hajj Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Now I have some advice from your brother. I know you may receive it late, but do your best. Eat less, sleep less. Try to walk the maximum you can in this short couple of days or 3 days before you come. And try to sleep less, eat less, and also buy a soap without no deodorant, a soap without no perfume in it. Because if you need to take a shower or a ghusl in the time of Ihram, from the time of Ihram, you cannot use any perfume, male or female, or even a soap with deodorant in it. You can find this soap in like a Greek store or a Turkish store or Arabic store. So some, like they have a soap, a pure soap with olive oil or something like that with no any thing. And also, try to get with you a flashlight. You might need a flashlight, small one. And if you have your wife, have two. In case you go and you want to go someplace in the night time and you want to have a flashlight with you, it can come handy sometime. And some small plastic bag in case you want to collect jamarat. And I have some advice for you, inshallah, in there, is try not to eat too much. Because eating too much meaning go to the bathroom too much. Going to the bathroom too much, you're losing time. You're losing time, my brother. And inshallah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open my heart and open your heart and to remind us where we're going. What is our goal? Where is our destination? This is the Hajj. Hajj as a reminder for us, all of us, where are we going? What is our goal? What we trying to reach? And remember, all of us will die, soon or later. And we never know who's coming back. Nobody know when the angel of death come. For this, my brother in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to do Hajj the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love and be pleased with us, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower us with His mercy and save us from ourselves, from our shaitan, from our nafs, from our ego, from our mistakes, to save us purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to give us barakah and to accept our effort purely to Him, without no any partner with Him, without no shirk. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me tawfiq and give you tawfiq and put in my wording and what I'm saying, nur and barakah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind you and me with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am said. Verse 161-162, please read them. You will get a lot of benefit. A'udhu billahi sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمر وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. Please read these two verses, my brother, and also read Surah Taha and read the first 15-20 verse. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى. الله سبحانه وتعالى in these verses he reminds us who he is and where are we going. Please read it, my brother, and read the translation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave Musa alayhi salam advice. O Musa, fear me and follow me and worship me and pray for me and do not follow those who follow their desire. You will go astray. And remember the day of judgment, you will coming to me. Again, it was a sign and a message for all messenger and prophet. My dear brother in Islam, I have a lot to tell you and to share with you as a Muslim brother, for his own Muslim and fellow Muslim brother and sister in Islam. May Allah allow us to be unity in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to benefit from each other and to really generate brotherhood and sisterhood for Allah and to be united for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one heart under the umbrella of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have a small story to share with you. When Musa alayhi salam, one time he was in the desert and he was going to take care about his sheep, when he saw and he felt he's very tired at Zuhr time and he wanted to take a rest and he took a nap. But a shepherd, he should not take a nap. Anyway, he took a nap, and after he took a nap, he get up and he was very shocked because the time was too late. And all of a sudden, he saw the sheep around him. Nothing happened to them. And he saw a big wolf standing with a stick of wood, caring about the sheep. He was shocked. He was surprised. He was ready to see the sheep was all over and the wolf eat it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in his heart. He sent an angel to put in his heart. Oh, Musa, why are you surprised of the meaning of? Musa still in a state of shock and surprise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, Oh, Musa, kun li kama urid. أكن لك كما تريد. O Musa, be to me the way I want. I will be for you the way you want. Today we have a lot of need. Please, my brother and sister, go to Allah. Be to Allah the way He wants. Allah will be for you the way you want. Allah is our Rabb. Allah is so generous and kareem. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with Allahumma razuqna hajjan mabruran wa sa'yan mashkuran wa dhanban maghfuran wa tijaratan la tabur. Ameen, ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, give us accepted hajjah. And O Allah, give us accepted sa'i. And O Allah, forgive our sin. And O Allah, accept our tijara, our business with you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to be having a real servant of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and show you how much good servant we are to you, Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us, inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality and the patience and the manner and the right conduct Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with, inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.